Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. The offseason rolls on, and so do we. Let's get to your questions. The first one comes from Ben. With all the raw talent on this team, do you think it would be wise to trade out of the 11 spot? It could be, but we won't know until we get there. A lot is going to happen between now and the draft. We're going to have free signings. We're going to have free agency. We're going to have the combine and the pro day workouts. All of that stuff has to happen before we can know the answer to this question. But I don't think there is enough talent on this team. I don't think you can ever have too much talent. So just because the roster is already full of talented young players doesn't mean you should give away a coveted draft pick like the number 11 overall pick. So time will tell if the Vikings trade out, but right now you want to hold on to it. The next question comes from David. What do the Vikings need to do to improve their run defense? I have a few things in mind. Number one, stay healthy. The Vikings were mostly healthy last season, but they did incur some injuries. Sharif Floyd on the defensive line was hurt. Chad Greenaway and Anthony Barr both missed some time. I think if the Vikings can stay healthier in their front seven, they'll be a better team against the run next season. The other thing they have to do is figure out what the linebacker situation is going to be. Is Chad Greenaway going to come back? Who's going to be the middle linebacker? What's the next step for Anthony Barr? All of those questions have to be answered. They're probably going to add some talent at linebacker in free agency in the draft. How does all of that talent fit in? I think if the Vikings can figure out those answers, that will help the run defense. And the last thing, you have to fortify the defensive line. Last season, with Linval Joseph and Sharif Floyd, we were very good at our starting defensive tackles, but we were also good depth-wise at defensive tackle with Shamar Stephen and with Tom Johnson. The Vikings need to make sure they stay deep on the defensive line because that will help them against the run as well. The next question comes from Wade. What are the chances that we can get cornerback Byron Maxwell in free agency? I don't know the exact chances that Maxwell will be a Viking. We won't know that until free agency begins. But one thing to remember about free agency, everyone, is that it's not just the teams that decide where the players play. The players decide where they want to play. So it's up to Byron Maxwell as to where he plays, not just the teams. Free agency begins in the early part of March, and once we get to that point, we can start answering questions about free agency with more specificity. Our next question comes from Eugene. Given Patterson's athleticism, would it be too far-fetched to move him to defensive back if it doesn't work out for him at wide receiver? I appreciate the outside-the-box thinking. That is never discouraged here at Vikings.com, but it's far too early to start worrying about it not working out for Cordero Patterson. Remember how good of a rookie season he had, and while he did have a little bit of a down sophomore season, he's only entering his third season in the NFL. He's still a young, developing player. Just look at this chart that shows the growth of Roddy White and Demaryius Thomas. Their first two seasons, not that much production. Their third season, a big jump. I think that is what's going to happen with Cordero Patterson in this offense. The next question comes from Marty, and he asks, do you see the Vikings adding a middle linebacker in free agency or with a higher pick in the draft? Yes, I think with one of those two things or with both, the Vikings will add a middle linebacker to this team. Now, that's not an indictment on Audie Cole or Jasper Brinkley. I think both of those guys did a good job. Audie Cole had a great performance when he came in and was replacing players because of injury at the end of the season. I think those two guys can play, but Mike Zimmer wants every player to earn his spot on the team. So there's going to be new players that come in at lots of different positions. It doesn't spell the end of the road for players already on the roster. It just means they have to earn it. Our next question comes from Jerry. Why does everyone want to upgrade at Blanton's position? No, he's not as talented as Harrison Smith, but only about two or three other safeties in the NFL play at Smith's level. Very good point by Jerry. You are right. If you go to some of the message boards, the fan forums, the mock drafts, a lot of people think the Vikings are taking a safety with the first round pick. That could happen, but if it doesn't, the Vikings do have capable starters in place. Andrew Sendejo has played well when he's been starting, and Robert Blanton has also played well. I thought he took a step forward last season in Mike Zimmer's defense. So it could be Blanton's job once the 2015 season begins, but that doesn't mean the Vikings can't add more talented players to the secondary to make Robert Blanton earn it. Just as I said, Audie Cole and Jasper Brinkley have to earn their spots as well. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we're going to be back again later in the offseason. The combine is coming up, free agency coming up, and of course the draft. So please send all of your questions in to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and maybe you'll be on the next edition of Pick 6.